Former New York Congressman George Santos has changed his tune. The once defiant House Republican is now pleading guilty on federal corruption charges. Member station WNYC's Bridget Bergen was at the federal court on Long Island yesterday and has this report.
Since first taking office nearly 2 years ago, former Congressmember George Santos has relished the limelight, even if that attention was connected to the unraveling of his personal biography. He never worked for Goldman Sachs, as he claimed. He wasn't a volleyball star in college. His mother did not die in the September 11th terror attacks. When he was charged with 23 criminal counts in federal court last year in connection with schemes to defraud voters, donors, and the government, he insisted he was not guilty. That all changed yesterday when he entered a guilty plea in federal court. Inside, Santos was soft-spoken, responding, "Yes, Your Honor," to the judge's questions. Outside the courthouse, he sounded emotional.
"I understand that there are legal consequences for my actions, and I accept them fully. This plea is not just an admission of guilt. It's an acknowledgement that I need to be held accountable, like any other American that breaks the law."
Santos is pleading guilty to two charges, wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. But prosecutors stress the plea deal covers a host of other crimes that Santos admitted to, including filing fraudulent campaign finance reports, stealing money from donors, and charging contributors' credit cards without authorization, and fraudulently obtaining unemployment benefits. Here's U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, Breon Peace.
"He admitted that he lied, he stole, and he conned people."
Despite his contrition, some voters were unwilling to let Santos off so easy. Bill Christensen, who calls himself a democracy activist, stood outside the federal courthouse yesterday with a Bluetooth speaker and a sign. He drove up from the Washington, D.C. area just for this occasion.
"You were playing some music. Tell me what your sign says."
"Well, the sign says your lips are moving and you lie, lie, lie. That's the song."
Santos is expected to face sentencing next February. He faces a minimum 2 years and possibly more than two decades in prison. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.